Channel 1 over, and a continuation visit with George Mitchell this Saturday morning, the 24th of November, 73. Channel 1 over, and continuation visit with George Mitchell this Saturday morning, the 24th of November, 73. Channel 1 over, and a continuation visit with George Mitchell this Saturday morning, the 24th of November, 73.
Do you have some down here now, you and Fred?
Yeah, Fred got some, eggplants, but all mine got killed. I had disease in mine, but Fred got some.
He said he didn't know whether he's even going to pick them because the price was so low.
Yes, ma'am. See, he hasn't sprung that good luck no more since there's really been 2 years, going on 2 years now since he. But he really got away that time when I had them eggplants over there. Now, he really made money. You're talking about money. He had a lot of them, but I didn't have but a little place. But he really made money over there that time, because he had a lot of eggplants. I just had a small place, but I really made money myself.
Who was that, John?
That was Freddie.
He made money that time?
Yes, man. He sure did. he made a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, you get $7.50 a crate.
That's right.
For 20 eggplants. That's no wonder we pay that much in the store. I can understand that.
Yeah. But he really did. He really made it. Oh, but he'll tell everybody else now he didn't make no money. But I know, because we was picking. I just had nothing but my time. I didn't have no time to go nowhere else but just to him and myself. And we was picking Ben. It said Ben running close to 1,000 boxes or running a day. With the crew that I had. Well, you know that he was doing good.
1,000?
Yes, ma'am, we picking like that. And he made money. He had eggplants. He was selling them. At least they were running, you take, say, $5, $6, and $7, and $7 and something, where you could see just how much money that going on. But he will tell you right now, he didn't make no money, but if he didn't make money, I hope he's not able to get out this chair. And he got it too. Yeah, too. He got it. He got away. Because he had at least about 20, close to 20 acres of eggplant. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little more. I just only had that little cut in there, and I think it was about close to about 3.5 acres. And I know I did very good. But these crops have done got it back now. That's true. But eggplants are crop hit. Don't sell, but about once every 3 or 4 years, you hear the good luck string.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, he ain't going to make no big thing, but he going to come out way down here this time.
On eggplants? You got
an
eggplant now?
I ain't got any. He got some. I ain't got any. Mine got. I got disease on him.
Oh, that's
got,
it. Yeah.
But see, he have that little cut, that field up the railroad there, and right there in front of his house. So I imagine that's close to, just say rough estimation. I guess he got about pretty close to about 16, 17 acres and all.
You know, the thing I never realized was how long all these things produce. If you can just keep picking, you see.
That's right.
They'll just keep on bearing, just on and on and on, won't they?
That's right. Until the cold comes, they get you. That's right. If the market just stay up, you in good shape right on. Well, you can make money, Mr. Miles, I tell you this, you can make money on eggplants. If eggplants don't even sell no more than for $2.50 a crate, well, you can still get away then good. Because
really?
There's one thing about eggplants, just turns out fast. At least it don't take many for a crate.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But a lot of people will tell you, say, well, I ain't making no money, and eggplants be selling 2.5. Well, they'll tell you they ain't making it, but eggplants turns out fast, and it makes a lot. You gets a lot of advantage of the crate.
Yeah.
And it ain't no great big thing. Expenses. The most you expenses is you look here. Well, you take where you pick about have about 4 or 5 hands, and you run about 300 or 400 crates. Well, said for $1.50, I mean, said 2.5. Well, you still in good shape.
How many pickings do you usually get on eggplant?
Well, just like it running 9 miles, said late with having cold, and said like it's like the time used to be. Well, you can say, well, you gonna pick. The weather don't get bad on you. Well, I done already done picked at the least about six, seven time already, close to what I done picked already for him.
Yeah.
Right. And he still, if don't be no more cold now in the next few weeks, well, he good for 4 or 5 more good pickers.
Well, the price will stop you before the weather does.
Right, that's a lot of time.
A lot of time.
Yes, sir. That's right. But if you can, you try to get them out as early as you can. A lot of time, that's where you hit your money at, if you can put them out early and get started early.
Yeah.
A lot of time you miss it between that too. You be sometimes too early, then you're stuck again.
What's the earliest you can put in your fall eggplant?
Well, we try our best to try to get them out as long as July.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then how long does it take before they come in?
Well, you said good from, let's see, you said good about 2.5 months. Then you'll be picking good.
Yeah.
That's right.
When you start picking?
Well, July, August. Well, you ought to be picking good somewhere along about the middle of September, somewhere along in there.
Middle of September.
That's right. If you can get out that time, if you get out as long as July.
July.
Yes.
August. 2 months.
That's
Thanks
right.
Two months.
You said about two months. About 2.5 months. That's right. Yes.
And eggplant's easy to handle. You don't scar them up, is there?
Well, you can. They're not as easy to scar up as anything else.
Yeah.
Right.
And you like to work in eggplant?
I like any part of the foam part.
You like squash too?
Yes, sir.
Okra.
Well, the thing I like okra, but trouble is you can't help. Your healthy one don't like the okra.
They don't like to get them.
Yes, sir. They don't like them. They say that eats that bites.
Yeah.
Well, it is a rough crop, but that's a crop sale. You can make money on it if you have enough of it too.
Now, squash is not as hard on the ground land as eggplant is.
Well, Mr. Miles, I hear a lot of people say it, but I can't see where neither one of it is hard on land.
And they're not as hard on the land as the okra.
That's right. That's the only crop I see is the hardest thing on land is okra.
What's it do to it?
Well, they said it takes something out the land, so you should put some building up to it and say it'd be taking the temper of power out the land.
Yeah.
That's what I hear people say.
Yeah. And
but I can't see it still because I have tried it. I have planted okra and then I've turned right around and plant some right behind it and it grew and stuff grow good right behind the okra.
Yeah.
That's right. But a lot of people tell me they do something to it now, but I can't see it.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
I heard all of that. People, you know, they have so many things, but I just, if I can make one crop and the crop do all right, I just turn that around. If I got enough space, I just go back and plant something right back to it.
Yeah.
Well, I tried my best to think of it. I try to fertilize my land good anyway, that if I'm gonna plant something and have something growing, well, I try to keep it fertilized pretty good anyway. That's the main thing for the reason a lot of people don't make anything, that they a little bit stain on the fertilizer.
Well, you've been at it enough, you don't cut out on fertilizer.
No, sir, I ain't gonna cut out on no fertilizer, because I know stuff ain't gonna do no moving if you don't keep stuff to it.
First farming I did down here, it was up in the north part of the county, and they were some old crackers and good farmers.
Yes, sir.
And the one thing they wouldn't do is fertilize. And I got in bad.
That's true.
Because I fertilized, I put in a little corn up there, and I said, now you can just put in the side dressing, or what do you call it?
That's right.
And then we just go in on chairs on it.
That's right.
And you know what? They didn't appreciate that at all.
Well, you can tell this for yourself, Mr. Miles, and you can watch this. You could be farming right over on this side, and I could be farming right on the next side. Well, you can tell the difference of your crop. If you fertilize it up well, and I don't fertilize it mine, but you watch to see how mine look over there. I ain't fertilized on, and you look on your one.
Yeah.
You see, it's just different in day as night. That's right.
Yeah. They used to put these little cows out in the woods, you know. I think just about stopped that now, haven't they?
Yes, sir.
They don't try anything now if they don't have a little feed.
Yeah, that's true.
They got grass, they fertilize it?
Yes, sir. They do all that now.
Freddy started fertilizing over on his place there.
That's true. He used to didn't do it now, either.
Yeah. And what they figured was, they just let the animals make a living, what living they could. And whatever they made out, they might not make much.
Right.
But what they made was clear profit.
That's true.
And they never handled them.
That's true.
That's right.
Didn't worm them or nothing?
No, that's right. Just let them go right ahead on.
Yes, go right ahead.
But now everybody, now you see now, they're trying to do something about it now.
Where did Elsie learn to be a mechanic?
Well, he been in and out, helping people around. Yes, sir.
But he's making pretty good hand over there at that service station, isn't he?
He was, but some of the other, Mr. Miles, he can't get him to stay one place. He wasn't these other people there. Everywhere he one of these fellas that if he see where he can make a quarter, dime, more, well, he ain't won't homestead nowhere. He'd go there. That's the only thing that I hate of him, you know. I guess he may be right in his way all right enough, but I can't see it.
Is he over there now?
He on some kind of job driving his truck or doing something now, so I learned. He runs behind that more money, I guess. That's the only thing he tell me.
He's not going to make anything for driving a truck.
Well, they claim he claimed that he's making $6 and something an hour. Well, that's top price. I tell him I wish I could even see near half of that kind of money.
Yeah.
That's true.
$6 an hour, it'd be fine if you just hold up.
That's right. That's what I try to tell them all about it, but you really can't sense this young crew into it, you know. But I think anywhere close home, where you can even walk, if you can even just walk to the job, ain't no more than a mile or so, well, I said, well, if you're making $2, $2-something an hour, you better take that there in your home, You ain't got this traffic out there to be worried about. Your life stands in more better because you ain't got but a short distance to go.
That's right.
But you take, this is for true, Mr. Miles, the most people, if you got a good job, if you got them job making that kind of money, well, you're going to have to drive 25 or 30 or 40 miles.
Yeah.
Well, every day you're looking at this, well, you don't know when your life's going to give out or somebody's going to take your life out there. You don't know when somebody's going to run into you.
You don't.
Now, really, that's what made me stop it from going, running up and down the road so far for jobs. I can get a job out there. I can make that old $125, $130. Well, I'm taking my life. I don't know when somebody's going to run into me or kill me out there. Well, I'm right here home. I may make $25 this week, may don't make that, maybe a heap of weeks I ain't gonna make nothing, but I'm more sure of my life right here in this little short distance than it is from here to Gayville and Ocala.
Well, a fella can play his chances just so long, can't he?
Well, that's true he can, but it is this, you got a heap of people you gonna meet from here to Gayville and Ocala now.
Sure.
That traffic, it gets heavy, you know, although don't none of us look at it. All we looking at just money, you know, well, we got that good job.
Yeah.
Well, but you meet a heap of people. You don't know when that car coming off the other side of that road wheel over there and say, well, I'm on this full lane. That car way over yonder, but you don't know when that car gonna get away from and come way over here and get you, though, and you meet them over yonder.
Well,
I'm scared of that. I ain't gonna tell no joke. I'm just scared of them cars and trucks as I can be, and I'm scared from the time you see me get in it. If I'm out there on that highway, I'm scared the whole time to where I'm going until I get back.
Well, now you talking like me. You know, I've been so scared.
I'm just honest with you. I'm scared.
That's
I'm scared. I mean, just a little distance from here home, because I see so many of them. Ooh, just it ain't slowing down.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't know what's gonna
That's
happen.
Right. But I do stand a little bit better. This little short distance.
On the dirt here.
And I do out there.
Whatever happened to Patterson? Talking about something happening to you.
Oh, you mean when this died above? I don't know. He's the luckiest man I ever see in my life.
He must be. He must have a charm with him.
I'm scared every time I come around these roads. I'm scared that he ain't slowing down that old car now.
He don't get out of the road either.
No, sir. I was glad he got with that bus, got that bus away from him. I was so glad I didn't know what to do, because I was scared every day.
Yes, sir.
That's one reason I quit my foreman part around here. See, I had all that place over there. I'm a trashy.
Why, George?
Afraid you'd run in the...
He kept me over in the ditch and out the ditch.
I stopped and went in the ditch when I seen him coming.
I said, Lord, I'm mad. I have a truck with my hand. I have 7-8 people on the truck, you know. If I could see him coming, I just pull on over and stop and wait on him. But I'd be scared every corner, every turn. I'd be scared.
Well,
that's where I'd be scared that he's going to get all of us, you know. So, Lord, let me try to find me a place where I can see we all the way on where I'm going to crop
here. Let me get on right
here. Oh, Lord.
Oh, he's a lucky fella.
Oh,
like
Lord.
Why, I don't know what the speed limit is, but what speed he went, but I know when he hit them rough places in the road, it'd go
before. Oh, yeah.
Like that, you know, he didn't have time to hit the bottom.
He didn't have no time, Lord. I'm not jealous of nobody's job. But I sure wanted him to, I wanted them to take him off. Better not did anybody in my life. I know I didn't want the job. Ain't no way in the world I need a job like that. But I sure wanted him to get away. I didn't talk nothing on him to try to get him off, but I know that something was going to happen one day. He was going to have to come off.
Just glad nobody got hurt.
That's the main thing, yes.
Well, I tell you, he must have been a pretty good driver, George.
Well, he was a pretty good driver for these rules. Yeah, really didn't get in trouble all right enough a lot of times.
Of course, he didn't get off the road.
That's one thing about it. He put you off the road, though. That's one thing for sure.
You remember down there in front of his house, Charlie James's house?
Yes.
Now, before his old house burned over there, his mama's house, he'd get off the road.
That's right.
But then he got so he wasn't bothered about pulling his truck out off the road.
That's right.
He'd stop it right there in front of the house.
That's true.
You remember that?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Now, to start with, he'd sort of get off a little bit on the side of the house.
Right.
But you notice there, as he went along,
He got a little bit further over in the road.
Got further in the road.
Well, I did talk to him about that now. That's the only thing that I talked with him about, because I had to go both ways over there. I was farming over there. So I told him, I said, well, you could. I talked with him good about that. Then I went uptown and talked with him about it, too. Because a lot of them time I had to got way over in that ditch. So they did come out there and give him a good blessed night about it. So we went to then back in that bus up. That's the only thing that I ever said anything to him about.
Yeah.
But that really worried me good to know that he had the whole roadblock created there.
I had to
go that way, and I had to go to Macon over to get crates and things that way too, you know. And that was making me stay in trouble getting down in that ditch in there.
You'd be loaded.
Yes, right. Yeah. And I tried my best to get out to the highway as quick as I could when my truck would be loaded to know where that was closer to me, to keep from riding this full rough with it.
Well, now, Georgia, that's the way people used to drive when you was a young fella.
No, the people that died there like they did now.
Well, some of them was pretty there.
We had some, you know, was on that bad side too, but not near like these people do now, Mr. Miles.
Oh, no.
No, sir.
Oh, that's right.
I just don't know what's wrong with people now, you know. It looks like everything now wants to be in too big a rush. And they ain't going no place. I take people's... Now they run by me, Mr. Miles, doing 90 miles an hour. And before they get from here to the lane out there, that is turning off. Just get by you and then turn off anyhow.
That is.
Now you know that it don't make no kind of sense of it.
No.
That worries me to see people do like that too, you know. I just shake my head when they do that.
Yeah.
Now you ain't in that big a hood.
Well, look what it does to their tires. Well, their tires ain't going to hold up any better than yours.
That's right.
You can't.
I'm so glad that they cut the speed on them out there now. I don't know what in the world to do. I wish they'd cut it down again. I say that all the time now. Now, they got it down. Well, they about it burns more gas. Well, it do burn more gas the faster you drive one. Well, I wish they keep cutting the speed limit on back down till they get it back down about 40 miles an hour, and I wish they'd hold it like that.
Yeah.
Then it wouldn't be so many people getting killed. If they would cut it on back down there, Mr. Miles, you wouldn't hear tell us so much, you know.
You know, 50 is pretty fast, George.
That's what I know. That's what I said. If they would cut it back down to 40 miles an hour, it'd be that much better.
How fast did you drive when they used to have, when they had this, old, when this, well, I'm trying to think of the first paved roads come through here. How fast would you drive?
I'm going to tell you, Mr. Miles, I never was drove. fastest I ever drove in my life. I drove about 80 miles an hour, and that's fastest I've ever drove in my life. Because I figured this: if a tire blew out, I've always figured that all the time that you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And which is why I have been in trouble driving up to 70 miles an hour with a car. Right. And the tire blew out on me. That scared me to death. I had a car run over, just went from one side of the road to the other. I was just standing up on it, trying to hold it. And I had the left seat with all my power, and that thing would just go across the road, and I was just the wind was just like somebody that pulled water on me. I sweated just that fast, you know, trying to hold that. That was the first child I had. My wife had. I went to get the midwife one night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I had old Buick, and I was driving that old Buick about 70-75, and had them got the midwife, and we were coming back, and I was just gunning it, trying to get back, scared to death too, scared, you know, that something gonna be done happen bad at home before I get back. And that tire blew it out on that old Buick gun. But I done got right there on this side of Magnetic. I went out to Flemington and got the midwife for coming back. And that tire blew it out. And me in that car, and she's hollering, "Lord, hold it, hold it." And I'm just doing all I could to hold that thing. Lord, it like scared me to death. And I bet it taken me an hour to change that tire, but just that nervous and just that shaking. Yeah. And she was scared too.
Things were going on at home all that time.
Things going on home, and here things going on with me. I'm more dangerous out there than in the wife feels home, because she was in better shape than I was. I feel like anyhow, you know.
Yeah.
And then things didn't happen until about. That was about 3 o'clock that morning, and things didn't happen till about 4 that evening.
Say that.
That's right.
Say that.
So she was in better shape than I was, you know.
What midwife did you get out there, John?
That was I can tell you, Miss, you know. Let me see. Can I please? Well, she was a William at the time, she lived a long time, but she died several years. I'm sure you can't, you don't know.
You didn't get in time for old Frances Presley.
I knew her too.
You did you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, did you?
Yes, sir. She I think she waited on about two children.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What shape was she in then?
Well, she was in pretty fair shape. Although I lost one child on the count of her, that's because I had to take the kid to the doctor. Well, the child lived about two months, so the doctor said that she cut the child's navel string too short. Yes, sir. I was living then right over here across the highway then.
Oh, is the house still there?
No, the house still, but tore down now.
Tore down?
Yes, sir.
I don't know why they have to tear down all these houses. Of course, that old house, that was a pretty good house. When I came down here, James was living in. Don't
yes,
you know
sir.
Ed Byrne?
That's right.
From one of them little kerosene heaters.
That's right. That's true. That's what happened to my house. That's when when I got burned out. Same thing. One of these kerosene heaters got me.
Oh, is that what got you?
That's what got me.
I didn't realize that, George.
Yes, ma'am. That's what got me. Well, the heater had been really doing fine. And never had no trouble at the heater. And, we just had come in from the orange grove. Well, we was cold. So I was back there building a fire. I had a wood heater, too, at the time. excuse me, so I was building the fire and the heater in the front room. So when Martha had went and lit the heater in the bedroom, so I done made the, I had the fire going in the heater in the front room and the wood heater. And we heard something say boom, and so she run back there, she said, oh Joy, this heater done explode. And I run in there and I grabbed the hotel. I did make it in there, but it was throwing fire everywhere over me. Well, I caught a fire too, so I did throw it out the door. And I couldn't come back in. It had me hemmed up because I had a back side of the house. Well, I couldn't come back in, and Bob had been using, having the had paper all on the walls of the house, you know. And I'd been using these here pasteboard boxes and all, you know, but I done had it all tacked up on the wall and all that. Well, that stuff started everywhere that by the exploding, and it just started everywhere. And before I could, as I throwed it out, well, I got burnt bad, very bad, and I couldn't come back in because it was just jumping everywhere. And before I could get back there, I couldn't get back to save nothing.
Yeah.
And it just grew, it really I thought sure it was going to kill me. Because it really knocked me out for about a minute or two. But I did throw it out. But I didn't think fast enough. Mr. Miles, it's one thing for sure that can't nobody hardly think fast enough when one of those things explodes. But if I could have thought fast enough.
Throw something on it?
Yes, I could have got something and throwed enough on it to hold it down, you know, and
yeah.
We could have fired a fire fast enough.
Yeah.
But I couldn't think fast enough.
And you wouldn't have nothing to, might not have had anything you could reach.
I didn't too much, but I could have got and grabbed something off the other beds in the other rooms, you know, and throwed over somewhere.
I wouldn't have thrown that.
But you really can't think fast enough. It scares you to death when something happens. All your thoughts, you ain't got time to think of anything but try to do the best that you call yourself can.
No.
Just get rid of it.
That's what you try, yes.
I've been in that situation. I look back at it. I can think of all sorts of things I could have done.
Right, that's true. That's true.
And you didn't say nothing.
Didn't say a thing no more with a hat on our back. And it was so fast until you couldn't just know that it's happening. That's
all that stuff you had tacked up on the wall.
That made it burn that much faster.
Just kindling, wasn't
yes,
it?
Sir. That's right.
Well, I thought about that. I got this old shed out here. You know that old shed out here? It's all old stuff. They used to have a barn down there on the side, on
yes,
that
sir.
Slope. I figured, nobody told me that, but I figured they probably Ms. Boyles and them, when they got here, they probably just took that old barn down and rebuilt it up here. For you know, the car and
right.
the storage,
yeah.
and use the same stuff, cause it's all old stuff.
That's
even
right.
the tin on it, you
yes.
see, was old.
That's
but
true.
You know that tin has held.
I know. All of that old stuff will really hold out a long time.
A long time.
Yes, sir.
You just help it a little bit and keep it back down, and all.
That's all. That's all it needs. Just a little help. Well, I guess I better go back and do some work. I'm trying to do a little work around the house too. I'm got the washing machine. I'm sort of washing again. I'm a relief. I just keep myself on the busy side a little bit. I wash about every other week, you know, give them all a little help and hand, show them I ain't forgot about doing it.
Yeah.
Stay at prices.
Well, that really happened in a hurry. That fire up there.
It sure did. Now that's true.
And it come from that same little old heater that James had.
That's right.
Well, Miss Belty,
I don't care nothing about them by the heater too much no more either. So keep me scared of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's just Courtney's house. Miss Bessie had one of them.
Right. Yes.
And I took her down, all these little gas stoves, and it seemed like anything I took down there wouldn't work sooner.
That's right.
And she still had that then.
Yes, sir.
First time I took her down, something I said, now, Miss Bessie, you sold this darn kerosene heater away.
Right, that's true.
Well, you know what she did. She just looked at me and laughed.
Yeah, I know. That's true. I know. That's right. Yes, sir.
She didn't have any intention of throwing it away.
No. Ooh, no. There wasn't no throwing away. That's the truth. Yes, sir. The best heater you can have in there is out there for a home. Yeah, give me that wood heater. I like that.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. I'm crazy about that.
Now you're talking. Well, let me tell you what I've noticed. They're making them little wood heaters now, them little red hots. Of course, there's a lot of difference in the weight of them.
Yes.
If you make them so thin, they won't hold up.
That's right.
But I seen them now, these last ones I seen down here at Johnny Palmer's store. You got to open the lid on top.
Right.
Well, that smoke's coming out.
That's right. That's true. It is. That's true.
And I said to him, Mr. Palmer, why don't they make that hole down here? Well, he says they found that the fire fell out. Well, that's a darn lie. The fire don't fall out.
Really don't, now. That's true. That's true. Well, I got one of these here. Regular iron ones, where you got a dough where you put your wood up in it. Now,
yeah.
It's a big iron heater. It's nice, but I'm crazy about it.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, I don't use it where we are now, but I use it in the next house in the house that I put up right now. I use it out there here.
Yeah.
But I'm crazy about it more than I don't care nothing for where I'm here staying at now. In this other house, I don't care a thing in the world about it, because I never get warm good like it when it's cold good. Although it has that sense of heat, but I don't enjoy it. No, and I try to get out of there just as fast as I can and get somewhere else to stay warm. That's true. I really don't like it. Now, I ain't joking about that. That's right.
I know it.
No, sir. I'm used to all of that. I come up old. They say I'm old-fashioned. They say all of that. But I'm used to it. And it don't worry me a bit, because I'm used to sitting up there, sitting by a heater, old fireplace. That's my reason. And I ain't going to never get from of it. I don't care what nobody say. I like that.
Well, you don't have any trouble picking up wood for it.
No, so I go out there across the field, or across the path out there and pick wood up.
Well, they're always putting these trees down.
That's right. I go over there to Mama's. I sit up there with Mama there at night. Now, I enjoy sitting up there, that old heater there in that house. Good, warm. I'm warm, good. I sit over there until I get ready to go to bed, then run on home and jump in the bed. Now, I enjoy that, but I really don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy this house where I'm here. That's true. Not when it's cold.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, the most I enjoy of it anyway, I enjoy it because the bathroom is much nice. Now, I enjoy that because it's more better, you know, and it is that old tub, you know. You know, when you're in those tin tub, you ain't taking it like it should. You ain't got room. But otherwise, the bathtub, you have got more room, you know. Now, that's the good enjoyment I get out of it.
Because you got a bathtub.
Yes,
well,
that's right.
That old number two tub, or what they call it?
It brought me up. I tell them all. I don't forget about it. I get in it every once in a while now to stay in there. So I ain't going to forget about you. I said, you brought me up to where I'm here.
That's right.
That's right. I never forget about it. Like a lot of people say, oh, I wouldn't take a bath in another tub, another foot. I said, something wrong with your brain.
Yeah.
Forget about where your raisin come from.
Yeah.
Just think of that. That's right.
Well, they forget that.
Yeah. I said, everybody ought to keep remembrance of that part, you know, Mr. Miles. Don't get so full up there, you know. Try them tubs again every once in a while.
Yeah.
But the more people that tell you, I ain't gonna take no baths in no tub no more.
Yeah. Lord help us. Lord
yes,
help
sir.
Us.
That's right.
Lord help us. The way we come up, I remember after we got a little old bathroom of a thing there.
Yeah.
I never took a bath in the bathtub. I still just took a bath in the foot tub. That's all I ever know about.
Yes, sir. I really liked it for that when I come in, you know, real dirty and real tired, you know, you can't get a relax, you know, when you do get in the bathtub, you know, that helps you a lot.
Well, when you was coming up, though, you see, you didn't need all that relaxing.
No, not at all, not at all. Right. I sure didn't need that.
And they'd fill that old tub up, you see, with cold water, and then they'd bring a pot full, and you can see it steaming going in
right.
there.
Right, that is true, yes, sir.
All it done was take the cold off of it.
That's all, that's true, yes, sir.
It's still one hot water, wasn't
it? No, that's right, that's true.
No, I can see we'd bring that was that old cast iron tea kettle, too.
Right, that's what it was. That's
we'd
right.
heat it up in there,
yes,
get maybe a couple of them,
that's
and
right.
we'd pour it in
pour
there.
It in there, that's right.
And figure we was doing well.
Doing well, we was, that's right.
If we could have just stopped right there, wouldn't it have been nice?
Sure would have.
That's as far along as I think I need to go.
I just can't get rid of all of this new stuff that they got on now. I can't get used to it to save my life. But I got to try to live long with it, that's all.
Yeah.
I don't like the way most of the way people cook now and all of that, but I got to. Ain't nothing I can do about it.
And here you got yourself living in a central heated house.
Yeah, I don't like it a bit. I tell everybody I don't like it. Everybody asks me, why you don't like it? You look like you ought to like it. Man, I don't. I just can't. Can't get ready for that.
Well, I tell you, people differ, don't they? Some,
yes, sir.
Some people just can't wait to get rid of the old stuff and get new.
That's right. That's true.
Well,
I know we're getting used to it, Mr. Miles. I said yes, if I was to live another 40 years, 50 years, I still won't never, I never will like it. I liked it that other old, if it was holes all through it and everything, I liked it 100% better than I like this.
Well, I wonder if that ain't part of it. You see, you come up that way and you liked it that way. And then all this other stuff comes along, and you just soon stay the way it was. Well, I'm kind of that same way,
yes,
sir. George, I tell you. And like you
said, I don't like all this old fast stuff and all this new stuff, Miles. I just really don't. I just figure that's too fast for me. I guess that's the only thing I can say. So, I'm old-fashioned at this day. I can't help it, but I'm really ill. Ain't no use for me to say hey.
You know, I come up with one of them little kerosene heaters like that. And back there, even when I was coming up, they talked about them as being dangerous.
Yes, that's right.
We kept them there, and I think one difference was we paid more attention to them. You see, we trimmed the wicks.
Right, that's true.
And all like that. And maybe keep them cleaner.
Yes.
I'm not sure about that. But even back there, you know, you heard about them exploding.
Right, that's true.
And
that's true.
Burning the house up.
Yes, sir. That's true.
But we had one of them
that's
all
true.
The time I was growing up.
That's right.
And it smoked.
Yes,
the place.
That's right. That's true. Well, one thing about it, I said this, and when I'm going to get on, well, people said in, well, people were more healthy then, Mr. Miles, coming up, and he is now.
Yeah.
Every time you hear now, every time you see now, It's somebody, some kind of complaint, it's something other than that all the time.
Yeah.
And I know this, but I'm used to, my mother brought me up on an old wood stove. Now that food ain't good. Food don't eat good to me now like it used to do, you know, it just cooked too quick.
Yeah.
And I do believe I may be wrong, but I believe that's one thing what stay wrong with us, you know. I don't think cooking, using this gas and stuff keep us that good health. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I may be wrong, but I talk about it every night. I sit up and say something about it, but I think people kept more healthy when they were using wood than they do now.
That old wood range was about as much good as we had, wasn't it?
That's right. Well, you look at it as this, like people say, well, it don't. But I do. Well, you're using that gas, and that's coming right dead. Well, that flame coming, I just sit up and look. Well, it ain't got nothing to cut down that flame, nothing but just the spire.
Yeah.
Just the boiler, whatever you're cooking in. Well, when we were using that wood stove, well, there are all them iron lids and all that on there. And I still don't believe that wood pushed a lot of stuff in you like this gas do. Although they said, well, your parts and things ain't supposed to nothing come out from that gas, but I still say that I have a feeling that gas have something to do with that food.
Well, when you was cooking on wood, all your utensils, your skillets and your tea kettles and all,
right,
they were good heavy metal.
Yeah.
Right. And once they got warm, they stayed that way, didn't they?
That's right. That's true. Mm-hmm. I looked at it. I may be wrong, although, but I just still say, I believe people stayed more healthy then when they would use them wood stoves than they do now. Then the next thing about it, you didn't hear tell her back there at the time, you didn't hear tell her people's having all these complaints, and you didn't hear tell her people dying as fast now. But now every time you look around now, you hear tell her something done happened, something all the time.
All the time.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what it is, and all these hospitals and everything.
Yes, sir. Now you didn't know, no, you didn't hear all of that sort of stuff there back there. I be thinking all the time of there. But maybe, as I said, well, maybe they were all of us to find out just what and what all of it about.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, I guess old Jim means if he had a field, he wouldn't put it in the sweet potatoes anymore, would he?
Can't get him. I tried to get him here. Last year, I tried to get him. I said, what's the pass him? No, he said he don't want to fool with it no more.
Well, it is right smart fooling.
Well, it's just a hard, as I tell him, what he's doing is hard to work in them sweet potatoes, because he be out there picking them oranges, that's hard. He's running out there doing that. Well, that's hard, my mouth.
And throwing them old boxes up on
that's
his
truck. That's hard, that's right.
And that old truck's way up
way
there.
Way on up there, that's true. And yeah. he ain't no young man no more either now, either, you know.
First time I ever seen Jim Means, he was out there in that little road. Oh, what's the name of it? Don't you know, just beside the trade winds that goes up through that grove.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know the number of the road, but I know what you're
talking
about.
He backed up in there, and we just stopped and going to eat a little bite there sitting in the car. And right there down that row, there he was. I didn't know him.
Yeah.
And I just walked down there, you see, and he kind of stopped and started talking. And I couldn't pick oranges, you know, but I was going to help him throw them boxes up. I picked up one of them boxes, and you know, I said, well, I always work.
That's right.
And I never, if people's working,
that's right.
I walk up there and they wouldn't stop.
That's,
they just keep on working.
That's true.
Well, I thought I just, while he's picking them on, I just throw them boxes up there.
That's,
you know, right. I picked up that box and I couldn't even get one end off the ground, George.
Well,
and I looked down that box and I figured, oh, good Lord, what's happened to it? It must be nailed down. And I tried it again.
Just the slide of picking them up.
Yeah.
And then you got to have, you got new little strength too.
You
got to
have.
But then the slide is doing it.
Yeah.
I used to load and pick to my other. I wasn't weighing near here as I was. I was weighing somewhere then, maybe about 120, 125. I used to pick on this all day then and load at night.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord.
Was the trick to picking them up?
Yes, and it's a trick on it. You got to use some strength, but you got to use some, you got to use a swing with it.
Yeah.
When you catch a box, well, you catch it in a hurry and then you swing it in a hurry.
Yeah.
That's right. If you slow it along with it, you got to really use nothing but all manpower with when you pick up on it, just and go to try to lift it up.
Yeah.
But when you catch your hold to it, well, then you go with it right then.
Yeah.
Right. Well, don't worry at it. You go with it with a slide.
Well, I was so.
But just catching it just like this, just catching it and just coming on up, where you got to use all man.
Yeah.
You got to use, that's all power you got to put with it. Yes. And you can't last to pick up but a few boxes and using all that man power picking up.
Yes, sir. And they had them beds way up high then?
Right, that's true.
Yeah,
I just, taking from a Sloan back down there, way back down there in the Point, way back down there in Boatman, way back down there, you know where the airport back down in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all of that was on that grove that years back.
Yeah.
And I just...
There was a lot down there when I come.
Right.
You had two or three freezers that.
Right, that killed that.
Since I was here.
That's right. Well, that was the prettiest grove you ever saw. That was the only was running the belt of orange season then. That's where we used to pick oranges all the time down in there.
Yeah.
From there all the way back, we start down there and work all the way back to Boatman back up in there.
Yeah.
Well, we had picked, well, maybe about 12 or 14 of us, we pick oranges all day. And then then I start hauling oranges after we knock off.
Yeah.
And I used to load every one of them, throw them up on the wheel, and using the trailer then.
Yeah.
Right. Oh. Haul them out, just have the trailer sitting out there and set it in the road, and take the tractor. And a cart and go along and load them on the tractor, then pull the tractor upside, then stack them on the trailer.
Yeah. Hand them twice.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that was, they was paying 1 cent a box for loading then.
Yeah.
That was a lot of money. I thought that was great big money then, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they was paying 10, 15 cents, that's for picking on. Well, that's a lot of money. Yes, sir. And I just pick that old 100, 110, 120 boxes of oranges every day and then load them.
Mm.
Why, George?
True.
I didn't know you'd done all that work, George.
Oh. Mr. Miles, I done worked hard. I done did some all kind of work hard as anybody in the world could do. That's right.
You've had a little of all of it.
That's right. I do some of it now. Anytime I can, I ain't gonna perish to death because I'm gonna work if I can.
Well, you know what old John Turner said to me? He said he'd done. He'd been a man his time. He said it lasted till he was 60 years old, and then it looked like he just give out. And he said. And he, the way he tells it is something. You see, he had that old truck in out there in the grove, and the tire gave way, and he says they were jacking it up, and he says, "Oh, get that jack out, just get that jack out." So he backs up to it and lifts it up and takes it.
Well, I picked. I don't want to want to ever do that again, though. With Mr. Bateman, I was working filling station work or whatever for him. And a fella there, he was there. They jacked the tire up, them jacked the car up on the back, and he taking the tire off. And I don't know. He somehow being careless. I guess he might have not had the jack sit right or something. And by taking and that car jumped back and had both his hands up under there. And he hollered, and I was serving the car in the inside, greasing it, and he hollered, "Help!" I run out there. And I picked that whole back end up off. I mean, I picked that thing clearly up off him. I was just that scared. I didn't know how much strength I knew. I picked it up off him and got his hand off him. And that Sunday, I couldn't get out of bed. I know I must.
Yeah.
And I stayed like that for about 3 or 4 weeks.
Is that right?
That's true. So it worried me now, kid, and I got back trouble sometime, but I just really picked that whole thing up off him, on that whole back end off of myself.
That's right. Well, now, he didn't stay down here long after I come. How long was he? Was he out there in that filling station for some time?
Yes, sir. He was there for some time.
7 years?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Back towards World War II?
Well, he came in there a little after World War II.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's when you was tied up with him over there.
Yes, I tied him for a good while over there.
He was a big talker.
Yeah. He's a fine fellow, but he sure talked. Yeah. But when I first started working for him with Mr. Miles, he was a man, he didn't never have no kind of, he wasn't no kind of friendly, you know, and he didn't say too much at all. So everybody would get at me, you know, every day, "George, how you can work for that old man?" Old man just, he never smiled, he never have nothing to say. Well, every day, you know, we got to meet the public out there, you know. So I tell him, I said, "You know, Mr. Bateman, people tell me, you know, you ought to give them a smile and you are not them." I said, "Although it's your business, although," I said, "but I'm working for you," I said, "but people tell me, you know, you sure look on the hateful side and never mind." I just feeding that every day, you know. I feeding that because everybody be on my back every time I go out there and wait on a car. They said, "That old man looks so mean, so and won't smile." And I kept on telling him until he went come up to talking and being friendly. But he stayed like that for, I guess, close to a year, you know. He wasn't, you know, I didn't say anything to people, you know. But he got right on out of me. So I guess then he told me later, he said, "That is right, George. Now you got to meet, I'm here meeting these people." He said, "It is right for you to give them a smile."
Well, he changed a whole lot then, didn't he?
Sure, yeah.
He got so he'd talk your ear off.
Yes, sir. That's right. But it is true, though, if you use that business, whether you may want to smile or not, well, you do supposed to give people, you know, a clear car, you know, make them feel good, you know, driving up there.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it was a long time before I could see that mowing stuff, you know. I figured, you know, but people could get at me, you know. But I've always tried to give people good service, you know. But I know it was his place and I couldn't run it, but I was just, I was getting paid by the week, you know. But he got away from all of that.
Well, now
he come by the house now. Every time he come from town,
yeah.
He come by and stay with me, talk with me.
Last time I saw his wife, up here, she had, she was in bad shape.
Yes, sir. Well, she died, yeah, the other four last, and he done married again.
Yeah.
He got a very fine wife and seems to be now. And
so he's all right.
Yes, sir.
Well, by the time he opened that station there, I was in that station, and Jim Means had already lost out?
Yes, sir. That's right. He had lost out.
They'd already had that trouble.
Yes, sir. They had been having it.
Oh, sorry.
But he said, as he told me about it, he said it, well, if I see two, well, he said he was going to buy the place up with Mr. Jim, but Mr. Jim said that Mr. Jim told him he wanted it all, but I guess that's the way some people are, you know.
And somewhere along the line, I heard that he'd take either side of the road.
That's right. That's what he told me. Mr. Bateman told me this out of his own mouth. He said he told him he could have either side of the road. It didn't make a difference with him.
Yeah.
So he was going on.
Because he already made a living down in Tampa.
That's right. So he said, but he said it was Jim said he couldn't have it all. He didn't want none of it.
Well, I guess Jim Means is just a little bit on the cranky side.
That's what I felt like.
Has he always been cranky?
He's been a tough person, I can say, ever since I've been big enough.
Ever since you know him.
He can say some bad things to you.
Oh, yeah.
He's terrible now. He was worse back there when his mother and all was living. Oh, now that's when he was. He was a fella had his own way, you know. His mother let him have his way, you know.
Yeah.
He was just something else.
Is that right?
That's right.
Is that right? But he played baseball.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And he had that old Model T Ford.
And that's right. That's true.
He
really had his way, yes, sir.
He goes on back. Where was you raised on? Right there where you live?
I was raised all around. I lived from way up down there, from up there, up the railroad, started living up there, and lived all the way back through to the Illiston. Way
right?
On up the line, that's right.
Yeah.
I raised up right through this community.
Yeah. Right. And this is
I said from 25 up until now.
Yeah.
Right.
That's when y'all come.
Yes, sir.
Well, y'all come about the same time Miss Daisy comes.
That's right. Well, Mr. Miles, you know, Miss Miles, I'm going to have to go and do a little work. So, appreciate everything. Think of something and think of you. Let me know something.
All right.
I appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, George.
Yeah, the only trouble, the only objection I have, George, is that ground just got cultivated and it started washing and you get them old ditches in it, you see, and it's hard to manage it.
Yeah, okay. Well, you think of it and as I said, yes, I'll cut it back, and if you want to sow it down in anything, back in grass, anything, I'll cut it in and do that.
Yeah. And this is what you just want to do this on for your
yes,
self.
Sir. That's right.
Yeah. That's right. So you wouldn't be in on this with anybody. You'd just be doing it for yourself.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
I appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. And you won't have to worry about that. I'm going to leave it in the hole or anything you want to sew it back in. So I'll take the tractor and cut it up and put it right back in there.
That's a pretty good job. I just had this on. I didn't mean that. I forgot it.
That's for true. Yes, sir. Sure is. Don't need no $5. Don't have to be on one place anywhere I've been.
Channel went over around 1,000 or 1,200, and the end of the visit with George Mitchell this Saturday morning, the 24th of November, 1974. Channel went over around 1,000 or 1,200 this Saturday morning, the end of the visit with George Mitchell this Saturday morning, the 24th of November, 1974. Channel one right over, channel one over around 1,200 to 1,400. And the end of the visit with George Mitchell this Saturday morning, the 24th of November, 1973.